Okay. Kayla got the 111, the 111. Sipping lemonade, throwing light shade.
Mm-hmm. So what you going by these days? Like hit producer, billboard producer, celebrity producer?
Look, I guess for this week it's celebrity producer.
Okay.
You know, ready? Due to the beat, yeah.
So hey everybody, it's Kayla got the 411. I'm here for a special Whopping Wednesday. I'm here with celebrity producer Major 88 Keys.
What's going on?
We got some long names. Did you ever realize that?
Yeah.
Who name longer?
Yours.
Let me see. Kayla got the 411.
Yeah, you got more characters.
Major 88 Keys. Okay, yeah. So how do you even came up with your name, though? For people who don't know. People probably watching like, okay. That's a,
Yeah, that's a unique name.
I know, but I want to
let people know. It came by, because I'm a musician who plays several instruments. So it came by the piano. So it's 88 keys on a full piano.
Clever.
You know what I'm saying? And it's 61s, it's all kinds of numbers, but
right.
The 88 is the full, is the biggest one that you'll see, the full piano or full keyboard. And then the major part is a scale, because there's several types of scales with the piano or just in music in general.
And you're doing major things out here too. Every time, like, you know what I think about, what I think is your theme song, it's like that that song of, how can I forget this, rest in peace, Lord. Young Dolph, that major song. Yeah. Like, every time I hear that song, I think about you. I feel like that's your theme song, but I appreciate you coming out with me. This is a fun episode. You done been on my show a few times, but this is more chill and relaxed. So this episode is called How to Lose Me in 10 Days. I don't know if y'all have heard that movie, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. So we're going to be getting into some real deal topics from a man and woman point of view. So you ready? You got to be honest.
Oh, I'm going to be transparent. You know,
be very transparent.
You know I'm going to be transparent with you. Anybody that know me know I'm very... very transparent.
So what's the quickest it took for you to end it with somebody?
I guess it would have, like, once we actually got into a relationship, or you just talking about, like...
Just dating, the whole dating.
Oh, date? Oh, shit. After the first date.
People say I'm mean. I don't think I'm mean. It's just kind of like, I feel like I'm a woman. But I feel like I was a man in a past life. Because it's like certain things that I feel like men don't tolerate. Like, I don't like clingy men. Like, calling me all the time. Like, calling me in the middle of the day. It's like, don't you have something to do? That right there make me just cut somebody off immediately. But do you feel like you ghost people, or do you let people know, like, soon as possible?
No, I be ghosting people. I ain't gonna lie.
Why?
Because I'm very nonchalant. And, like...
You look your asshole, though. But you know that. I think you embrace your assholeness.
Yeah, I do.
But I feel like you kind of like a... Do you think you're a mean asshole or a sarcastic asshole?
Sarcastic.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm sarcastic asshole. I feel like people will eventually get my joke, but they'll be like, damn, that was cold.
I mean, I am both. It's
what
just,
would people... What would women say about you?
They feel like I'm... The nonchalant part, they be like, why you so nonchalant? It seems like you don't care and all this type of stuff. And it's like, I really do care. It's just my nonchalantness do be sometimes overtaking a situation at times.
That you say that. Because we speaking from a man and woman point of view. I feel like men say that, but I mean, they say that, I don't care. It's not that I don't care. It's just like, how can I say this in a nice way?
What's your sign?
I'm a Libra. Okay. But my rising sign is a Cancer, and my moon sign is a Taurus.
That's why.
So I'm stubborn. I'm very stubborn.
That's that Cancer sign, because I'm a Cancer. That's why I said that. That's why.
Your sun sign is a Cancer. What's your rising sign?
I don't know all that.
We're going to find out after this.
Yeah,
we got to find out your rising sign. We got to find out your moon sign.
Bet.
And like my Venus sign is Leo.
Mm-hmm.
Which explains, you know, I'm a little, you know.
Yeah.
That's, see, I learned to.
My mama Leo.
Yeah, that's tough. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the Libra, it's Libra season, by the way. Libra, it's my charm.
That's
like, I'm
charm
really charmed. Like, I can get my way through anything, speeding tickets, just by being charming. But once I'm actually getting to know a guy, because I'm dating for purpose.
Really?
Now, what's your status, if you mind me asking?
Single.
You're single?
Yeah. Recently divorced, though.
What you mean, recently divorced?
Like, a year.
Like, paperwork?
Yeah.
It's sad?
Yeah.
It's fine?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
No, for real.
Yeah, it's all good though.
Cause you did tell me that before, but that was like, that went by kind of fast. Like, why?
I mean, it wasn't fast. It's just Because I was married for almost like 10 years.
I mean, you know what I'm thinking about? You know how you like celebrity, like for example, like Kenya Moore from Real Housewives of Atlanta. Hey, I still ain't divorced from her husband.
Right? I'm already knowing.
So that's why I'm like, damn, that's just a little shocking, like, damn. But you all, okay, what state? St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe they do things a little different in Georgia and stuff like that. So you're single. How does it feel to be back in the dating world? I didn't know that.
I actually
in Atlanta.
I actually took a year off. Like, not on some, like, oh, I'm not going to date for 6 months. Or, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't, like, no thing. It's just, shit, it was a time that I can, like, 100% focus on me, 100% bet on me, 100%. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can bet the house on me. You know what I'm saying?
So you took a year off. You mean you took a year off from dating or you took a year off from fucking?
Dating.
Okay.
Yeah, not fucking.
Yeah, I figured that.
Oh, yeah, definitely not.
I don't think a lot of men, I've been celibate since 2020.
But I will say, due to my scheduling, I don't go high hell water for the to get some.
Yeah.
I don't,
because, and you don't seem like a thirsty guy. I'm pretty sure. You know, some people may get offended by this, but I feel like truth hurts. Men who are not used to women, they like hungry dogs, you know?
No.
But when you're used to getting women, it's kind of like, you know, kind of like women too. Like, I've been around women, like, they get around guys, they just like, ah, and I'm like, girl, calm down. Like, right. Calm down. Right. It's not that serious.
It's not.
And do guys notice when a female is thirsty?
Yeah.
How do y'all know?
We, like you said, the overcommitment.
Especially,
like,
when he got money and charities. Oh,
like, the overcommitment. And I ain't gonna, that's another thing. That's side thing. But yeah, the overcommitment, the always wanting to be around. Like you said, the over clingy, you know what I'm saying? Especially, like, you ain't even had no sexual actions with this person and, like, you acting super, like, under them, and it's like, man, that's even worse. That's a huge red flag. Like, girls that act super, like, clingy like that, and we haven't even had sex yet, I'm definitely not even trying to have sex with you now at this point, because I know what type of status I'll be on that type of time.
Yeah.
And if you already acting like this now, you gonna probably mess around and start calling me like 10, 20 times a day.
See,
and
I don't.
Other craziness, and I don't need that in my
life. Like, I talk to other women, but I feel like most of the women I talk to, they're a little older. So, they not doing that. So, I don't really know what women like in their 30s and 20s. I don't know, like, what it is until I talk to a guy. Now, on my side, on the male side, I feel like guys are thirsty. Well, I feel like a lot of guys, some guys have, like, this fetish of plus-size girls, right? Mm-hmm. So, it's like, it becomes real creepy if I go on your page and then, like, you got a whole, like, all these memes. It's like, it's real creepy, like... You know what I mean? It's like real creepy. They got in their bio, like, love BBW. It's like real creepy. So I don't like stuff like that. I think it's
a fetish.
It is a fetish. And I think it's kind of like white guys. Even white guys. I date interracially. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, they got a fetish with, like, you know, black girls. You know, they put in their bio, like, you know, chocolate lover.
Definitely Black Lives Matter.
You know? Oh, yeah. Black Lives Matter. You know? They want you to know. And then we see a lot of that on TikTok, too. Like,
yeah.
I feel like, especially, there's a lot of men, like those fitness, buff fitness guys. They be like, yeah, little plus size girl. Yeah, I can pick you up. And it's like, dude, you being like, you doing too many other plus size girls. I feel like, I don't care if they get offended by that. I feel like maybe they're not used to getting male attention. They eat it up, not realizing it's a fetish. It's like,
you just said something right there. I ain't gonna lie. It's a fetish.
And when you're not used to those type of, you know, think about it in school, you know, guys, they really wasn't as honest and open if they did. This is what I hear. I can't speak for nobody, okay? I had a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Okay. I can't speak for nobody. This is what I heard. Now they really, like, you know, okay with dating girls that were a little chubby. So now we live in a time where everybody's like proud. So now
she gotta be pretty. Like, I love it. Like,
what you mean pretty?
Very put together, well attractive, like yourself. Like, you keep yourself together.
Yeah.
And everything, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that part of it. Like, okay.
See, I hear you say that, but in my opinion, I think other guys have different opinions on what they think. Plus, like, I have a homie, shout out to Teroy. He said he don't like plus size girls that's tall.
Okay.
He like them short and chubby. That's the first time I ever heard that.
Okay. I mean, it's just putting two preferences together. So yeah. It's understandable. It's but like when people are like, I don't like tall, I don't like short. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's just fusing the two preferences together.
Okay.
So I can understand it.
So you said about women who, you know, keep themselves together. I think that's all in general. Like, what's one thing about a woman that catches your eye? hands, personality
hands,
and look.
Hands, feet, and hair.
Okay.
Like, off real.
What you mean by hands? Because my nails are not done.
Well, I'm just saying, like, when we...
Do
just,
men pay attention to that?
Not so much as the hand, because I do know, like, certain jobs, I know, like, again, in the workforce, mm-hmm. mugs can have certain level of nails. And
oh, yeah. Da-da-da-da-da.
So, I'd be understanding on...
You mean, like, dirty nails?
I mean, that too. Like, dirty nails.
Oh, your nails are nice.
Oh, yeah. I'm one of those. That's yeah. Probably, like...
You one of those? You got you go every week?
No. I work with my hands so much. Like, my hands out of my whole body is my moneymaker. So, yeah. I got to take care of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And not then, like you in a warehouse, but, you know. Like,
yeah, I'm not.
But even if you work in a warehouse, I just, you know.
I'm like that even with items. I probably won't pick up certain things. Nope. It's going to put my hands in jeopardy. They be looking at me like, boy, really? You're a hard diva. If my hands get broke, I'm going to make money. I mean, I am smart. My mind will make money for me. But yeah. I'm just saying, at this rate, no hands tomorrow, how am I making money? You feel me? Like, I'm just saying.
No, I just got a visual because, you know, you do music. You're a producer. Like, I'm trying to picture you with no hands.
Exactly.
Like, that's
exactly.
It's like a model. You know how you hear models be like, don't fuck with my face. Yeah. Like, this is how I make my money.
No,
okay.
For real.
I get what you're
yeah.
saying.
Yeah.
Okay. I think, personally, I know those guys who are, like, confident. Like, I don't like insecure guys.
Right.
And it's not about, like, it's how you approach me, too. Like, for example, like, I went to a lounge, right? And I think it was like a U-bar. And a dude came with me with sunglasses on. And I'm just like, you know my asshole, right? You know my asshole. I was like, take the sunglasses off so I can see your eyes.
Did you take them off?
Yeah, he took them off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he took them off. But it's like, you know, I just feel like, you know, I like guys who are confident. Like, grown men, you come up to me in any type of setting. Why are you coming up to me? You need to offer to buy me a drink. And I'm over there.
No, sorry.
You want to engage in conversation with me? What? I'm parched. I need some drink.
Yeah, it's definitely a how-to out here. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we just...
What you mean out here?
In the dating world.
Oh, I thought you meant Atlanta, because like, you know, yeah.
No, I ain't even really dated too much in Atlanta. I ain't gonna lie.
You gotta be careful. They setting people up.
Well,
okay,
I
don't hear.
I mean, where I'm from, they do that too, so.
Oh, St. Louis.
Yeah, so St. Louis.
Oh, y'all been getting a little. I'm just hearing about y'all.
Yeah, I mean, we always on every.
Everywhere, honestly. I don't want people to get offended. Yeah, last time I said something about Chicago, they got offended.
I mean, I feel like, but at the end of the day, it's documented. Like, St. Louis is on every list that you can think about.
Right.
And they're in the top five if they're on that list, more than likely.
So, did you ever get to date in St. Louis?
Yeah,
you,
of course. That's where okay. my
that's where you met your ex?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, I can't even... So, you can't really compare, like, the dating world. Because I've always lived in Georgia. But I've noticed, like, anytime you go to, like, majority black cities, it's all the same. Unless you go to, like, when I went to Seattle, Washington. Yes, I went to Seattle, Washington. I don't know why. I like to do solo trips. So I went to Seattle, Washington, and I don't think they were used to seeing black women. Now, but I don't think black women, like, that like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I was scared, like, for the first time in my life. You know, you get catcalled, you know, you be like, nah, leave them alone. You know, they going about their business. I was scared as fuck. The niggas was following me. I was scared. Like, I was really. That was the first time in my life where I was like, you know what? I am scared. Like, I need to go back to my hotel. Because this is too much. I can't be out here at night time. So I think it probably just depends on the city. Now, what's one thing that'll make you, like, end it with somebody within 10 days? I know, you know, you said clean is, you know.
Dirty house.
What you mean? They're like roaches and stuff?
Nah, just upkeep. It ain't gotta be like that level of dirty, like on some like roaches. You know what I'm saying? No, I ain't gotta be like that, but like just upkeep. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got OCD. So like, I just...
Lord, you one of them.
I am one of them. I mean, it ain't gotta be like necessarily, we gotta be able to eat off the floor clean in this mug, but like pick up after yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, we all grown and stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? I shouldn't walk in your house and you got a million shoes at the door. That's not obviously one of those places. You know how some people, when you walk, go in some people's houses and you can tell this is where you take your shoes off.
And they leave them there?
It's some people, because they don't want you to walk around their house with shoes on, outside shoes. So,
yeah.
So you can tell, like, I see when you walk in this house, y'all got the mat right here. You got either a shoe rack right by.
Yeah,
like,
no,
so,
that's the shoe rack.
So that's a house that you know, like, oh, this is what you all do.
Yeah.
Versus just going to somebody's house and they just got random shoes just all over the place, just thrown because
and
they
know shoes stink too. That's the first
they
thing.
Do. So they walk around and they just walk in the house and just kick. That means in that type of house, you just walking in kicking your shoes off type of joint okay. versus being organized about what it is that you want to do.
Right.
And or bedroom, nasty bedroom is oh my god.
What's the nastiest? Cause I don't really. I don't be in like women's room. Like, personally, I got a lot of clothes. Like,
I get it.
And I have a daughter. So it's like one thing about me, I don't play by no nasty bathroom. Like,
oh, that's.
Yeah,
oh,
I
that's,
don't play by that.
Man,
we got hair.
I went to a girl house that stayed in Buckhead. Buckhead is Buckhead. Yeah. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm going over.
Don't let the city fool you.
Man, I got over there. I swear this half a bathroom was the smallest of the smallest I've ever seen.
What you mean? You talking about her bathroom being small?
Man, everything. It was horrible. Like, to the point to where, like, I couldn't even barely close the door. Like, it looked like they converted the closet into a bathroom. That's how small that bathroom was. Like, my arm couldn't
was
stick out.
Was it a
out.
Shower in there?
No.
Oh, so it was like a half bath. But, I mean, half bath.
But I should be able to get in and out the door. Like, if you were sitting on the toilet, the door would have been hitting you all in the knee. Like, you would have to do like this and then close the door. And then I didn't have to do that, but I'm just saying, like, I had to pee. But I was just like,
you know what? As somebody who was like, I get claustrophobic, so it's like, I probably would have panicked. Had a panic.
And I was just like,
wait.
I thought we in Bucket.
Was the bathroom clean?
It was one of those iffy bathrooms that, like, it had the little ring on, you know, you got the little ring on the little bowl.
Oh, the sink bowl.
Yeah, it had the
Okay, yeah.
It had the little, you know. It was.
She should have wiped that up. She knew you was coming over.
It was. I ain't.
And you seem like the type to be going, like, looking around. You know, just trying.
No, I'm the type that.
Because I do that.
I had to use the bathroom, so I'll stand there before I even pull it out. Like, hold on. What's going on?
I had a college roommate like that, and me and her. So I don't know how they even got us together, right? You know how you got to fill out that quiz? Like, they're supposed to match you with people that's like
something. Oh, yeah. That's one of the reasons why I never went to college. Like,
yeah, I didn't finish.
And I told them that. I was like, I don't do well with.
And I'm the only child. Like, I'm the only child. Like, but
I'm the baby. So I wasn't. It wasn't. And I live with my sister. So I'm used to actually living with women, technically. Like, in a, you know what I'm saying, retrospect. So I'm used to, you know, a certain level of either upkeep or bullshit or whatever. So it's just like,
she made it rough for me because we had apartment styles. And, like, you know, I would go home, but, you know, weekend, we come back. And it'd be stank. Like, I don't play about no stinking ass trash. I take my trash out every day. My daughter would tell you, I take my trash out every day. Because it's not about the stink. As soon as I smell some trash, it's
but
like.
You know what's so crazy? I know a lot of women that do this.
And keep it by the door, absolutely not. And I like incense. I don't smoke, y'all, but I love incense. I love, you know. Like,
I smoke, but I love incense, too.
I love, I got
candles.
I love candles. Yeah, I love so it's like, too. I would come and like, her trash is in by the door. So, you know, we had to move out. You know, they got to do inspection. So my side was like, da-da. She had like Pringle cans and chips and shit under the bed. I was like, I kept telling my mama, I said, you said I was messy. Did you see how this child is living? So we moved out, and I ended up getting my own apartment with my boyfriend at the time. And she got the same apartment too in the same complex. And one day, my homegirl in town, she was like, I got to pee real bad. And I was like, let's stop by, I'm going to say her name.
Yeah, we're going to stop by Crystal House. That's where we're going.
Yeah.
We're going to stop by Crystal House.
It's funny, her name started to see too. So I said, let's stop by her house, right? So I'm from the hood, so I know what a crack house look like. You know, I know what it look like.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a crack house. Like, I ain't never seen no shit like that. Cabinets open. It was shit all on the floor. Just, she had a dog. But my friend at the time, she was just stuck. Like, you know that Summer Walker meme when she like this? She was just stuck because she didn't want to move. Like, she was like, I ain't never seen no shit like that. Got in the bathroom. Remember the ring you were talking about? No, the ring was black. I don't know if it was hair gel, eyelash. So I didn't have to use the bathroom. She had to use the bathroom. I mean, we got out. We ran out there like somebody was trying to bomb us. And I just couldn't believe that she was living like that. But would not leave her house without her eyelash. Yeah. So even at the time, like my boyfriend at the time, right? So we was broke, you know? We was young. So she had cables. What do I want to watch my show? But let's go to her house. He'd be like, and I understand why he didn't want to go to her house, right? But he said every time he went there was a smell there. So I used to stay sick, so I couldn't smell anything. Like I didn't smell anything.
God, you were just not helpful at all.
Like, not helpful at all, right? So it was that time when it snowed real bad in Atlanta. I was like, oh, we just go to her house and watch her show. He was like, I ain't going out. It's stank over there. So that was like the beginning before we actually got to that point, though. But I say all that to say it's like, I never seen I just didn't know. Like, it always made me wonder, like, did she have men coming over there? Like, ain't no way. Ain't no way no man was coming over there. Not no house. Like, you ever walk into a woman's house and it looks nasty, like, but you really, really like her, like, you gonna go inside?
I mean, you don't know it's dirty until you go inside.
She open the door and be like, hey, welcome in. You gonna actually go inside?
I mean, normally you can't see the dirty from the front door.
That situation you did, it was trash. It was all kind of on the floor.
Well, carpet. I mean, people don't normally be all in your house before they. It ain't like they do like at the club. Is it packed in there?
I've never been to a guy's house that's dirty. I feel like guys are really, really neat, or just they clean up with me.
I mean, honestly, and I'm gonna keep it a buck. Even most of all my guys are clean. Like, yeah,
they cars be clean. You know.
Yeah, I mean, like if they do the typical nigga shit, like on some, like, they smoke weed and yeah. It might be that type of smell, yeah, or whatever.
That's the thing that just really annoys me, because I don't smoke. So you know, you can tell you go to somebody's house, like, they smoke, like they're a smoker. So that smoking smell is there. That's the only thing.
Yeah, and that's why another reason why we do the candles, because we blow this bitch down. So yeah.
Yeah. So I've never been to that guy. So do you think that I think I asked on another show, you think that women are messier than men?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it requires more for y'all to get ready.
It does.
So
yeah. But I feel like you should live in mess. Like, you know, if you're rushing to get somewhere, you know, you got clothes everywhere on the bed. Now when you get home, like, you should plan on, let me put this shit up.
Like for real, like I ain't even, I couldn't barely even see my nice hardwood floors in my room because it would be stuff everywhere.
Oh, you talking about your past? What? What you mean? I'm so confused, y'all, because I don't go over females' house. I'm very, very particular. Like, I'm not the type of woman where you can be like, oh, girl, I'm coming over your house, bitch. Absolutely not. I'm gonna meet you at somewhere. You
can. And then I got that from my mom, because my dad used to kind of be like that. In a way, or he'll be like, oh, we got people coming over, so we gonna clean, you know, then we gotta clean up before they come over. And it's like, nigga, for us to really clean up, bro, you know, we need to clean the bathrooms, we need to sweep them up the floors, and we had steps, so my mom like, oh, we need to sweep the steps down, and you know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, this ain't no quick little 40-minute little cleanup that you talking about.
This is a day.
We really need to do these chores.
Yeah, chores. Yeah.
And really get it. So it's like, so that's what it was.
So
like,
that's important to you, somebody that's like, you need somebody like a Virgo. You had Cancer, I think you need a Virgo. Virgos are very, very neat trees. Virgo, Capricorn, they really are. Yeah.
Yeah, my son's a Capricorn. He's very neat.
Yeah, he's very on point on it too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to be successful. Capricorn, they about their coin.
Oh yeah, he definitely bought his dollar.
He bought his dollar. Yeah, you rarely see a broke Capricorn. If they are, that's just temporary. I know that, but I think Capricorn men also, they're very ambitious. But you know, they got nonchalant too. So I'm pretty sure he nonchalant like you. Yeah, that's okay. We gotta find out your rising and moon sign after this. We don't have time now. So next, when it comes to dating, what do you think is acceptable within the first 10 days to make a person know, okay, we have potential? So as you're getting to know somebody, like, okay, 10 days, since we keep it in our theme, like, you know, okay, we can go. I'll say first, because I feel like this needs to be said just in case somebody's watching. I feel like this, if you are showing interest in me and you ain't planning no date in 10 days, I'm just going to go ahead and move on.
Okay.
I'm just going to go ahead, because I don't have time. See, I know, look, I just turned 31. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm dating for potential and marriage and stuff. Okay, I've been celibate since 2020. I'm not celibate because I'm waiting for marriage. I'm celibate until I get into a committed relationship. So I don't have time to be sitting on the phone like be pen pal. I'm not a pen pal. So plan a date. And if you ain't got no money, you should not be dating. How do you feel about that?
It was a lot. So how do I feel about which part?
How do you feel about somebody who don't have no money trying to date?
Shoot. Like you said, they don't need to be dating. But it's always been going on. Like,
so you approve me?
Yeah.
Thank you. Because people think I'm so mean.
Nah, I mean.
Because when I was down, I wasn't worrying about no dating. I was trying to worry about finding a job. I'm not worried about. I'm not worried about it. Like, I'm trying to worry about the bills.
I will say this. Let me answer to that. So yes, that if you ain't got no money, you shouldn't be out here dating and doing all that and trying to be outside.
Right.
You
know what I'm saying?
You know, yeah, and that goes both for male and female, just because a lot of times, like, and I used to be a club promoter and stuff like that, and I've seen people come to the door, the club door, and not have money.
That's crazy to me.
Like, what did y'all talk about or discuss this whole entire time that Muggs got to the front door of the club?
To leave the house, no way. And that's irresponsible.
And not, yeah, so it's just like, you a big red flag in life, just period. But at the same time, though, I think men have, like, women are blessed with value while men have to earn it.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of gets to a point where once women start dealing with, like, especially like high value men, mm-hmm. a lot of those times they don't be coming, they don't be stepping like I don't even lie, if men had the quote unquote same criteria that women be kind of trying to put out there as far as dating a man, most men wouldn't talk to the women, because most men always date down. Most men don't never really date up.
Most men.
It's normally, if you look at most relationships, it's normally a come up for the woman most of the time.
But that's the goal. I tell people I'm dating for my future self.
I get that, but there's not some people like, oh, the whole equally yoked and da 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 da. You know, I'm like, people be hitting you with all these different little, like, things like that, and it's like, well, if I be out here moving around at the same merit that y'all do, it's like, why should I? Because in a marriage situation, that's really a business arrangement.
Ivory.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody talk about love and everything, but the foundation of marriage has always been a business arrangement.
That's how I look at it. I cannot see myself marrying somebody just because I love them. But I tell people like this, right? And men don't like when I say this. I feel like you can't go from your mama house to living with me. No, you need to be on your own. You need to know how it feels when that light bill is due and you may not have it, but you got to call them and negotiate some shit. Like, you got to know what it's like to wash your clothes. Like, you know, you got to know how it is to be on your own before you move with me. So what I've noticed with a lot of women, they get in with these guys who just, you know, just because he's so nice and he did them down. And then you move her in, he ain't paying no bills. And y'all about to get kicked out. That's because you was looking at, like, potential. See, I need to know what you got now. I don't got time. Oh, yeah, you know, I'm going through things. Okay, well, when you get yourself together, then you can come call me.
No.
I'm available. That's how I'm dating for my future self. And this is, I just think that, you know, like right now, TikTok got like a viral sound, right? Oh, that Mariah on the Science and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much like women talking about everything they've been through with men. And it's like, it's got to the point where it's depressing. It's like, how y'all, like, oh, had a move in, he cheated on, like, oh my God.
Because, again, like I just said, that's because 9 out of 10, and women do this more than men in a mm-hmm. sense. You gotta date somebody that's on your level. A lot of times women don't wanna like date men that's on their level. They wanna date somebody, obviously.
Right.
And there ain't nothing wrong with that, but that comes with shit.
Okay, you mean like like, think about it. If a woman ain't got no car, right? Do you think she need to date somebody who ain't got no car too? Cause damn, both of y'all ain't, how y'all gonna get around?
What I will say is, no, you don't have to not date somebody, you know what I'm saying, in that particular sense. But again, just know, just because this is something now that I have that, well, they have that I don't have, just know it's something that comes with this. It's something that's going to come with that.
Okay. What you mean? Like a ride?
No, it's just the fact that you don't have like, for instance, because you don't have a car, like, okay, and I'm the one with the car, who say I'm always going to want to always pick up? Always, you know, especially when you got a schedule. Like, we have lives, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I do want to see you, but I know I got an interview. This on this side of, like, you know what I'm saying?
And I appreciate you said that, because I met a guy at You know, I think my like second, third day.
And women, that. Y'all definitely don't like picking up niggas.
Oh, absolutely. I was just about to get that.
Oh, yeah.
The second, you know, the first, second date, you know, he met me at the spot. The third date, you know, he was like, you know, can you give me a ride home? Now, mind you, this nigga live in Allstale. I live in Norcross. He was like, I'll give you gas. So, the more I'm driving, the longer this shit is way, right? So he was like, stop at this gas station, you know, I'm gonna get you some gas. You know, he popped, filled the shit up, right? I had already told myself, I'm about to go ahead and end this, nip this in the bud, boop, boop. So I like to wait till I get home to end things. You know, he could be crazy. He might want to choke me, kill me.
Yeah.
So as soon as I got home, I said, hey, can we talk? I said, you know what? I think you need to get yourself together, you know. You got a lot of things going on. You need to get you a vehicle. You know, I'm a straight shooter. I'm not going to go shoot. I want you to know why I ended things. So that way, when you go to the next woman, like, you're prepared in life. Mm-hmm. So I'm out here, like, really doing good deeds.
I feel you.
You know? So, and it's so crazy. He watched my YouTube. He watched my YouTube. He liked myself. Like, baby, no. Because I'm pretty sure. See, who he was currently. To even let me, I feel like to let me even know, to even ask me that shit was irresponsible. Cause you fill my tank up. Why couldn't you just call you an Uber or Lyft? Why are you putting that burden on me?
I mean, cause he wanted to spend more time with you.
No, he was not. No. I feel like that's a burden. Like, as soon as I meet you, you're like, yeah, man, I just lost my job. Yeah, my car. Like, I got shit going on in my life. I don't feel like, I don't want to deal with that.
No, I feel you. He definitely should have called an Uber then. If he had enough to fill it. But like I said, he wanted to spend time.
And it just got worse. So he was like, you know, yeah, he was getting unemployment for the pandemic. No, the whole time in the Mexican runs around, I'm just like, damn, nigga. I was like, so you had unemployment and you knew it was going to run out. You knew this wasn't like long term, right? And you wasn't looking for another job. So what you going to, so you mean Tammy, you ain't got no money coming in, but you sit up here and spend all this money for me on this. Like, that's irresponsible.
It is.
You trying to wind and dime me.
But that's the
I'm not one of those women.
That's the